Previously on Reversing the Roles.
Daddy!
Ya Allah!
Hanzala!
That's cause back home, Hanzala would never be crossing a busy street in the middle of Joburg city center. It's way too dangerous to even go into town. At least here, we don't have to worry about our safety.
True. But maybe it's the stress of Hanzala almost getting knocked that brought on your tummy ache.
Dad, you sound like you're sleeping. What are you doing sleeping at this time?
Give me a break. Tota is even starting to sound like me.
What do you expect, Bachu? Tota is staying with me. How? He must sound like me.
Men are the protectors and maintainers of the woman entrusted to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins Ayah 34, Surah An-Nisa, by saying,
الرِّجَالُ قَوَّامُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ بِمَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ وَبِمَا
Men are the protectors and maintainers of women by virtue of what Allah has given one over the other and what they spend from their wealth. Surah An-Nisa, Ayah 34. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The best of you is the one who is best to his family, and I am the best among you to my family." Sunan al-Tirmidhi.
Salams, Dad. We home.
Safiya and Hanzala take an Uber home from school and let themselves into the apartment. They see Ziad fast asleep on the sofa in the lounge, snoring loudly.
Daddy, wake up.
Shh, Hans. Daddy must be tired. Leave him to sleep.
But why? He doesn't do anything much the whole day.
Of course he does. He sorts out the apartment while we're gone to school and...
Duh. Who are you fooling, Safiya? Just look around you. This place is a mess. The dishwasher hasn't been loaded. The floor is so dirty. I wouldn't even let Twitter hop around it.
Actually, you're right. But today he must be exhausted because he started working as an Uber driver last night.
For real? How come no one told me? And how did Daddy even get the job? Don't you need your own car to be an Uber driver?
Not sure. Daddy was saying something about joining a fleet, then they give you one of their cars to drive. But I think he has to pay them fees or something for using their vehicle.
So cool. Now he can pick us up with that car from school.
Hanzala, stop going about all that now. Come and help me clear up the apartment. If Mommy sees this mess when she gets back from school, she'll have a fit.
Aw, man, do I have to?
Safiya gets started on sweeping the floors while Hanzala reluctantly loads the dishwasher. They are done cleaning the kitchen and mopping the bathrooms, and Safiya is just about to wake their father up so that they can vacuum the lounge carpet when Raisa walks in.
Assalamu alaikum, I'm home. Oh, what's going on in here?
Nothing, Mom. We just felt like vacuuming.
Really? You felt like it? Hanzala, you've never been overcome with a feeling like that in your life. And why is Daddy sleeping at this time of the day? Ziad? Ziad, wake up!
Oh, Ray, you are back. Sorry. I was so tired. I think I just conked out on the sofa.
I think it's because Dad had the late shift driving the Uber last night.
So he expects you to come home and clean up the apartment?
No, Mommy. We came in after school and just thought we'd help out a bit.
Thanks for helping, sir. But your father must know his responsibilities.
Oh, come on, Ray. I was out from midnight until Fajr. And then I came home, listened to Hanzala's door. I made breakfast for all of you and took the clothes to the laundromat at the mall also.
Ziad! The laundromat takes a couple of hours at most. What did you do after that?
I hung around at the mall for a bit. Then I got lunch with these two guys I met the other day. Then, I came home. And I think I didn't realize how tired I was. I turned on Radio Islam to listen to the news, and the next thing I know, you are all back home.
So you couldn't clean up the apartment before you knocked out?
Mommy, keep calm. Daddy was just tired, that's all. If he doesn't clean the apartment once in a while, it's no big deal.
In case you forgot, Ray, I started driving the Uber last night, so I barely get any sleep. You were the one who insisted I got a job, didn't you? And now that I have one, you can't expect me to do everything around the house?
Of course you can't, because you are a man. Back in South Africa, I did everything, you know? I worked from home, I did the kids running around, I cooked and cleaned, and even though we had a helper, the responsibility of the house still fell on my shoulders. Whereas you just started a job last night and already you are knocked out. Sometimes, Ziad, I forget you are the man of this house.
Raisa stomps out of the lounge and the banging of her bedroom door reverberates through the apartment. Ziad is upset that Raisa has undermined him in front of their children. He feels that she cannot see the effort he is putting into making their life in Dubai a success. He misses home and he misses his mother and he misses his old life. He even misses his job as a bookkeeper, but he feels he is doing the best that he can do under the circumstances, and he doesn't seem to get any acknowledgement from his wife for his efforts.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم عم يتساءلون عن النبأ العظيم الذي هم فيه مختلفون كلا سيعلمون ثم كلا سيعلمون.
Hanzala is in his bedroom reciting his door on the weekend, but he keeps getting distracted. Raisa will listen to him in the evening as she has a bit of time on the weekends, but he is dreading it as he knows that his door has gotten weaker since they moved to Dubai. He does not have the same concentration as he did sitting in a room full of Hifz boys. His thoughts turn to the amount of homework he has to do and he feels a bit overwhelmed. The work at DIS is of a much higher standard than what he was used to back home, and he is struggling with it. To take his mind off his thoughts, Hanzala reaches for his cell phone and becomes so engrossed in watching TikTok videos that he does not notice his mother entering the room.
Hanzala, what are you doing? You are supposed to be learning Quran, not watching videos.
Oh, Mommy, I was learning, I promise. I only picked up my phone now.
That's what you always say, but the truth will come out when you read to me.
Can't we take a break for today, Mom? I have so much homework that I need to finish. And since I don't go for Hifz classes anymore, it's hard for me to learn.
Hanzala, I think it's time to pull up your socks. You've been slacking too much recently. We are here almost 2 months now, and you haven't taken any sabak.
That's because I don't have a Hifz Mulana to read to.
I don't know why they don't allow Hifz classes here. I find it quite strange that not a single masjid around here has a maktab or a madrasa running from it.
Raisa! Raisa!
I'm here in Hansala's room, Ziad.
Oh, there you are. What are you two looking so serious about?
I was just telling Hanzala that he needs to get serious with his Quran and start taking sabak.
I told Mommy I can't manage without a Mulana, Daddy.
Ah, that's what I came to tell you. Remember Imam Abu Ubaidah in the masjid in Jumeirah? He called me a little while ago.
Of course I remember. It was the day I almost got knocked down. What did he say, Dad?
He said he's been in touch with some people and he's found a Molana for you. Another South African who has settled here in Dubai. Oh, Molana Irfan.
Really? Does he take on new students?
He does. I was chatting with him on WhatsApp just now. He said he'd give Hanzala a tryout and then we can take it from there, inshallah.
At least if he's South African, he'll speak English. And I'm sure he'll use the same way of teaching that I use at home.
That's great news. I hope it works out, inshallah. When will you take him to see this Molana Ziad? And where is he based?
He said we can come today. But his place is a bit far. It's in an area called Mirdaf. That's about 30 k's from here. Apparently, lots of South Africans live there.
You are just going to have to make the sacrifice and take him, Ziad.
Does that mean we'll have to travel there every day? But how will I manage with school?
I don't know. We'll have to work around it. But let's not jump the gun here. Hans, let's go speak to this Molana first, and then we can decide after that, inshallah.
You have to give it a try, Hansala. Ziad, does Molana Irfan teach from his house or does he have a maktab running?
He teaches from his house, but apparently nobody knows he has a hifz class running there.
Sounds a bit sketchy to me.
But that's how they do things this side. Yeah, I'll play you the voice note he sent me.
Assalamu alaikum, Ziad. It's so good to hear from a fellow South African. I just read your message, but I'm not home at the moment. Why don't you bring your son through later this afternoon and we can chat about a hifz plan for him. I'll send you my location. It's a gated community. You'll just have to tell the guard at the gate that you are coming to number 146. Oh, and if you're coming this afternoon, don't tell the security that you're bringing your son to the hifz class. Just say you're visiting Irfan Patel. They don't know that I'm running a madrasa from home. In fact, they don't even know that I'm a Molana, or as they say here, a Sheikh. As I'm sure you have heard, they don't allow such things in Dubai. This place is not like South African, bro.
Mansoor goes to Abu Dhabi for a few days on a site visit, and when he returns on Friday evening, he's disturbed to see that since they joined her mother's mayat online, Sabha has become withdrawn and depressed. She lies on her bed, replaying scenes from her childhood and her first marriage in her mind. Rumana and Amir have started their first term exams at school, so they haven't had much time to worry about their mother. Rumana is studying outside on the balcony early on Saturday morning when Mansoor joins her, a cup of tea in his hand.
I'm so glad you're home. How's the new project going?
Not too bad, alhamdulillah, but a lot of work. This is only the beginning of many trips I'll be making to Abu Dhabi to oversee the building of this fancy new mall.
I liked Abu Dhabi the few times we went there. Very smart, but not on Dubai's level. Must be fun to get away though, especially since Umi has been acting ultra weird.
She's barely even speaking to me. Since I got home last night, she's just been lying on our bed, staring up at the ceiling. I tried talking to her, but she just stares right through me, like she doesn't know me.
Abba, she's been acting like that the whole week, since Nanima's mayat.
Do you think that it affected her so badly? Maybe we shouldn't have joined the funeral online.
That would have been worse. Then Umi wouldn't have had any closure.
Correct, but then she also wouldn't have had to see Nadim. How are you coping with that, Rumana? I mean, it was the first time you saw your real father.
It was a bit rough, Abba. But you know, I thought I would feel like really emotional when I saw him the first time. But it wasn't like that at all. It was, I don't know, a bit of a letdown. I didn't feel a connection to him, you know? It was like he was just any other man, standing at Nanima's graveside.
I'm sorry to hear that, Ru. I always hoped you would form a relationship with him one day. He is your biological father, after all.
I also thought when the time was right, we could get to know each other. I thought we could go pick up the pieces and try to fit the puzzle together. Abba, why was he at the mayat? He and Umi had been divorced for so many years now. I don't understand why he would still be in contact with our family.
Actually, Oh, Romana Jan, I don't know how to tell you this, but Nadim is actually your Nanima's nephew.
What? No. But how come I never knew this before? I mean, why wouldn't Ummi tell me?
Would it have made a difference, Ru, if he knew that your real father is your mother's first cousin?
I don't know, Abba. Maybe I would have wanted to meet him sooner.
It would still be good if you got to meet him and know him, Romana.
Abba, you're my father. I don't need another dad. I know you adopted me when you married Mama, but I'm so glad you did. You've been the best father a girl could ever want.
You're too sweet, Ru. But what are we going to do about Ummi? We can't just let her fall into a depression like this.
We can't, but what to do? Ummi's the psychologist. She would have all the answers if she wasn't the one who was affected. About what happened between her and my father that hurt her so badly? I've asked her before, but she said she can't talk about it. Abba, I must know. I'm not a little girl anymore. You can't tell me.
All right, Romana. I'll tell you, Nadim, your father, he was abusive towards Saba from the day they got married. A few times he would beat her up so badly that she ended up in hospital.
What? But why? How could he?
All you have to do is simply find out in our next episode of Reversing the Roles, a Radio Islam International production.